Yeah, Neville here again, Friday, May the 29th, and in the morning, and just reviewing some overnight correspondence and email concerning Libsyn. Now, Libsyn is a hosting service for MP3 files. Podcasters galore use Libsyn. Shell and I, who the co-hosts, we co-host for Immediate Release, the Hobson & Holtz Report, plus a bunch of other podcasts under the FIR label. All of it is hosted at Libsyn, all the MP3 files. And so we've been using Libsyn since we started the podcast back at the beginning of 2005. It's the place. Yet, there's something not right with Libsyn. And we had an experience yesterday that irritated the hell out of both of us, frankly, in the way in which, not so much how we eventually dealt with Libsyn, but just what exactly happened. And this concerns a price increase they introduced from the 1st of June. And I remember seeing some emails about it, read the emails, but didn't realize, because I pay for the hosting. That's the kind of deal split Shell and I have. He pays for some things, I pay for others. And the hosting for Libsyn account, I pay for that via PayPal. Dead simple, works faultlessly, automated, like a standing order in your bank account. Every month, you know, the $30 go off to Libsyn. But they increased the cost, so it's now $36. Which you kind of think, oh, okay, but you think, fine. But what happened yesterday, as we published the show, is that Shell couldn't log in because he uploads the files. It couldn't log in and found that our account had been suspended because we hadn't indicated in a reply to the emails that we agreed to the account increase. That's my fault, obviously not reading the email properly. But the fact that they do it like that, I'm kind of nonplussed. But it then gets worse in that we couldn't find on the page where you try and log in. It only gives you a page telling you to upgrade your account. There's no way to find an email address, a Skype ID, a phone number, nothing. And you have to dig around before you can find that. And that was irritating when we were trying to publish the show. I Twittered it. And our friend CC Chapman, good old CC, came back with a name and a number. But in the meantime, Shell had actually got hold of someone by email in support. Two guys who we'd actually had correspondence with before because we had an issue with the account back in March where I still don't know what happened. But PayPal, for some reason, cancelled the payment and the account was suspended. It was reinstated pretty quickly when I set it up again. But I still haven't got to the bottom of why PayPal did that. But in any event, yesterday, the system was so complicated, and by that time, Shell, I was so pissed off that we downgraded the account. We didn't do the 36, we've taken the next level down at 25, so we're saving, 24 rather, saving $12 a month. But for some reason, the guys at Libsyn were saying that Shell had signed up for some other weird amount like 5 or 6 days ago, and he hasn't done that. They got the amount wrong, and we had all this email correspondence to-ing and fro-ing. And the system should have cancelled, give me an opportunity to cancel the current, let's call it the old account, at $30 a month. But it didn't. And if I hadn't gone into PayPal myself to manually cancel it, another payment of $30 would have gone to Libsyn on the 1st of June, on the 5th of June, that was due, after the newer payment of $24 goes on the 1st of June. So the point to me was that this thing is a mess. But you then think, okay, I'll take my business someplace else, I've had it. But imagine that we got to shift 500 plus MP3 files. Think of all the links. Think of all the other places that have referenced that, the cross-posting, the other embeds out there, the directories that have the individual MP3 file. No, it's absolutely impossible. So as far as I can see, we're stuck with Libsyn whether we like it or not. This is absolutely not good. So I just don't know what to say about it, to be honest. The way in which this corresponds, the feeling you get is that what are these people doing? They don't seem to give you, they don't give me, certainly me, I can't speak for Shell, but I think Shell's the same too, any confidence that we're with a good service from this point of view. And I feel alarmed, frankly, that we've got a lot invested in our podcasts, the capital built up in terms of finding old episodes, you know, all that kind of stuff. If we had to shift the files, a nightmare, I think, on redirects or whatever. Anyway, thinking out loud here, really. Not sure what to... If you've got any advice, I'd love to hear it. What should we do about this? Just continue with the feeling of dissatisfaction? That's not very good, is it?